Welcome into In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today we talk to Landon Beachy, who recently took part in the 2012 Iowa Cyclocross Championships in Altoona.
State Championship is open to anybody who wants to participate. There's two ways to compete. One is in your category, which is based on skill, and the other is the age groups. So in other words, if you're, say, like in the Masters, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 and up are the three master categories. I was in the Masters category, 55 and up.
And how many people took part in just the Master Cats category?
In the Masters men, this time there was 60, and I didn't get an exact count, but I think there was 15 of us were over 55.
What was your final time?
I finished, I think it was 3 minutes behind the overall winner. It was an interesting race because not only we had the categories, so you had to know who was in your age group, you know, who you were competing with, because, you know, they were all started at the same time. And but for the state championship, you had to be the first Iowan, not necessarily the first. And in this case, we had some really high-level competition from Missouri and Nebraska. And so technically I finished third in the 55-plus age group, but I was the first Iowan. And that doesn't always happen. Usually it's just Iowa residents, but this year we had quite a few out-of-state participants as well. But made for an interesting race. You had to look at all the dynamics and, you know, figure out, you know, where you had to be in order to place on the podium. The top three finishers in each category got medals.
And, hey, you won first place for Iowa. What goes along with that? Do you get a medal as well then?
Yes, and bragging rights is really, you know, what it comes down to. It's no really payoff.
Right.
You just have fun and the satisfaction of, you know, being able to compete at that level and to beat some, you know, of your closest competition, you know, guys that have been pushing you all year.
And how many races do you take part in each year?
In the cyclocross, I think this year, right now, at 18 races since the middle of September. It's probably one of the, I think, the heaviest schedule I've had so far yet. But I typically, between, you know, 12 to 16 is pretty typical for the fall.
Are you always preparing? Are you always, you know, training? Or did you do anything special to prepare for this state cyclocross?
Some people kind of kid me. I do race mountain bike and also road bike during the year. But I tell people that's only training and preparation for the cyclocross season. Because that's really my favorite time of the year, where I've done well in and I've enjoyed it tremendously. In fact, I was thinking about the other day, in the last 11 years, I've not won my age category only twice. And one year was because I broke a leg and wasn't able to compete. And another year, they didn't have a 50 or 55-plus category. I had to race with the 45-plus guys. So it's kind of a challenge because they're always shooting for me, you know, and you've got to keep training, and that's, I train, typically three to four days a week to prepare for the weekend races.
What sets cyclocross apart from mountain bike and road racing?
The bike looks like a road bike with just slightly wider tires. It's usually run in a park where you have a little bit of street, mostly grass. Often there's a sand section. They also have barriers that you have to jump off your bike, pick up your bike and run across the barriers with them and jump back on. I sometimes call it steeplechase on bicycles, is kind of what it reminds you of. And so it rewards somebody who's able to run, not long distances, but be able to run and hop back on your bike and get back up to speed quickly. And so it just has a little different physical demands than what mountain biking would or road biking would.
Well, it sounds like you know what you're doing, and you're doing it well.
I'm fortunate it's something I enjoy and do well in, and that always makes for good incentive to get out there and train, even when the weather's not the greatest or when you don't feel the greatest, you have a goal to work toward.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Landon?
No, it's just some people look at us kind of like, why do you do this? And it's just a way to keep fit and compete. I guess that we all enjoy that at certain levels, and it seems like a healthy way to do that. Yeah, I enjoy seeing younger people getting involved, too, because I think it forms healthy habits, and it's always good to see kids being active.
That was my conversation with Landon Beachy of Kelowna, who recently took part in the 2012 Iowa Cyclocross Championships. That'll do it for today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa.